Main Street that it has. I think Mr. Williams mentioned earlier, I did not attach a copy of the original plat, but I do have a copy of that if you all need it.
I think I saw a copy in our packet. Hang on.
Carl, on the record, can you at least address which utility providers were notified? And I think it would be good if you admit the plat.
Yeah, you bet. I'll admit the letter name of the plat. On June 21st, we notified Carroll Electric, or mail was sent out to Carroll Electric Cooperative Corporation and to CenturyLink, two utility providers in the area, that this hearing would be occurring today. And I can provide, actually, I'll just provide, I've already got copies of these, so if I may approach,
yep,
I'll provide these to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, you brought up in your letter a one concern that you had. Have you spoken with Mr. Dinkenbinder on that? As far as the changes you made in the order?
I've not spoken to him.
Do you feel that this is an appropriate time to...
I can do that.
Do you want a hard copy here, Travis? I may have it.
Do you have a copy of his order?
I don't know what I got.
I've got it right here.
Do you have yours?
Yeah, I have mine. But you have it on my own.
Mr. Elliott showed me his proposed order, and the petition would be fine. That one signed in lieu of the one that I submitted.
Thank you. You said that it was originally put in for possible docks. Is it zoned still down there? Is it still red zoned, or do you know?
No, I don't know if the Corps has that red zone or not.
Said the reason they gave the easement, and I didn't, when I was looking, I thought, why was that ever written as an easement? Because it looked like a road to it. the reason it gave the easement because they thought they would build a community dock?
That's what it appears to me. Instead of making like a dedicated road, what it appears the plat did was identify a 30-foot right-of-way or an easement across this owner's lot for what appears on the plat to be like a subdivision or a dock that people in the subdivision would be able to purchase slips on, is what it appears to me. But that dock was never constructed and built and doesn't exist.
Did you find anything indicating anywhere that that's part of the agreement?
No, I apologize. The only thing, what I mean is I only made that submission based on the plat itself. If you look at the original plat, it depicts a picture of a dock down there that has never existed. That's why I came up with that hypothesis. But I have not seen anything recorded or any type of agreement or anything like that. And we have pulled title on it. It was actually, so I do know that there's nothing recorded because this lot was supposed to sell. This issue came up, and I've looked through the title history, and there's no, other than this 30-foot right-of-way, there's nothing indicating that there would be a dock. And to clarify for the record, the road goes nowhere other than to the lake. There's no means of access anywhere else, so no one would be landlocked or prohibited access to anything.
What I'm looking at is, I'm trying to find the legend for the map, for the Corps map.
You saw the original plat, and are you saying that there's something that appeared to be a dock?
Yes, on the plat that I handed Mr. Schofield, it had a, if you look on that, it just has a little, it says boat dock, a little depiction of a boat dock down there when they drew the original plat up, but that does not exist and has never existed.
This is core. It's got to be right in there.
Did you see it? May I approach?
Your eyes are, yes, please.
Sure. Right there. See that little box?
Yeah.
So the 30-foot wide road goes right here, and it shows a little book out.
Well, you were asking if you have this yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it says, yep.
I'm taking it large a little bit.
The first part says boat dock, but the second part I cannot read.
I think that the bottom line is a flow over from this meets and from this turn distance, and then I think in parentheses it says COE, which probably means that it was on Cork Run,
yeah.
Obviously. That is what I recall. Because I could zoom in whenever I was looking at it on the computer.
Okay.
What's the... I'm sorry. What are you looking at?
Here, I'll show you. They're looking at this.
Okay, this is the proposed, what they're talking about doing.
Yeah, well, this is the original plan.
That's what I mean, the original...
There's a little...
Right. Okay. Yeah. So looking at the zoning map from Corps of Engineers, I don't know that it's not red zoned. So I don't know if you can put a dock there at all.
If I look,
so you're not keeping anybody from accessing a potential or future dock. That was my concern. Here, Travis. That's the zoning. I'm pretty sure green is where you can't disturb anything. I'm trying to figure out what yellow is, and I can't find that. That's just a picture. I just took a screenshot.
Gotcha. That's the easement, right?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. I don't remember what yellow is on the...
Google doesn't even know.
Further questions by anyone?
No.
Is there anyone here in remonstrance of the petition or opposed to the petition? Please come forward. I see no one.
Move to approve the order for the vacation of a roadway easement in Table Rock Terrace as presented by and accepted by Travis Elliott and Carl Finkenbinder.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Vacation of a portion of Lakeshore Drive, number 21-068. We're here to hear the petition.